This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Each year at this time, Arlene Stafford Wilson delights us with stories about the history and the people of Lanark County. In her latest book, Lanark County Kitchens, A Maple Legacy From Tree to Table, Arlene explores the rich history of maple syrup production, the families that make it, and the recipes handed down through generations. It's always a pleasure to welcome author and historian Arlene Stafford Wilson. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Ah, you're very welcome. It's nice to chat with you again. So, you know, once again, Arlene, you've managed to capture the very essence of Lanark County with this, your 11th book. Congratulations for that.
Oh, thanks very much. I thought it was important for me to record this very important bit of our local history and preserve it for future generations. I mean, Lanark County is the maple syrup capital of Ontario, and these legacy maple-producing families are the reason for that. I mean, if you think of our very popular maple festival in Perth, if it wasn't for these maple farmers, would there be a maple festival? So I think these families and their products bring visitors back to the area year after year.
Well, what makes this area of Lanark County the most popular or the best maple syrup producing area in Ontario? What do you think does that?
Well, when I was researching for the book, I read a little bit about terroir, and that's a term that we hear when it's applied to wines or cheeses. It's basically to do with how does the makeup of the soil affect the product. And for our soil in Lanark County, it's rich with limestone and so many minerals. And of course, these rise up through the tree with the sap and create that very unique flavor that's not found anywhere else.
Right. So it just happens to be the perfect area, right?
It really is.
With the soil. So Arlene, what prompted you to write a book about maple syrup at this time of year?
Well, I think I couldn't find a book like this myself. I was actually interested in discovering a little bit more about the maple syrup producing families. And many of them, or most of them I should say, go right back to the very early pioneer settlers. And I couldn't find anything that was written about these, what we would consider names that almost anyone would recognize in the area. I mean, Fulton and Wheeler and Temple and Coots and Oliver,
right.
Pauls, all of those names. But there hadn't been anything written already on them that really captured their history from when they settled in Lanark County. And how did their operations evolve through the ages up to today?
Mm.
And it's very different what they're using today than what they used when they first arrived. Most of them were from Scotland, Ireland, and there was one from England as well.
And I'm thinking, you know, this time of year, we're not really thinking about maple syrup, but there must be a lot of preparation work, is there, at this time of year for the coming maple syrup season?
Well, I found from talking to many of the families that it goes on all year, and a lot of it's about tree health. And many of them even said that was their number one driving force behind their success and the awards they've won was the health of their trees. And that goes back right to the earliest settlers. And I'm thinking of specifically the Oliver family. And they had the town of Perth approached them in 1922, and they were offering to purchase 100 cords of wood from their property. And their ancestor was bright enough and savvy enough to put two clauses in that contract that protected their maple bush.
Is that right?
So in one area, they weren't allowed to cut any maple trees, and in another section, no maples under 5 inches. And it's not unique to this family. They are conservators. They're protectors of those valuable maple bushes and the maintenance and preparation goes on all year for that, really.
Right. And, you know, we think of maple syrup starting in March, right, and through April. But I can see that, you know, there's a lot of work right through the whole year from what you're saying, looking after the trees and getting the, you know, planning it all out, getting the lines ready and washed and cleaned and everything like that.
That's right. And going through the bush and clearing mm-hmm. broken branches and particularly in this area, they've had so many things to deal with, the maple farmers. They had the ice storm in 1998, mm-hmm. and they've had tornadoes and smaller but equally destructive windstorms. And then they had to shutter their businesses during the pandemic. So one of the things I learned was harvesting maple syrup is not for the faint of heart.
And I wonder how many people still use horse and sleigh for this.
I don't think, at least I didn't find any that were still using that, but many of them used them up until the 70s at least.
Okay. You know, there must have been a ton of research that you had to do for this book. How did you go about gathering the information and the stories for the book?
Well, I contacted each of the families, and they were very kind, and some of them, I was contacting them right in the middle of maple syrup season, and they were very patient to answer all of the questions, and a very kind bunch of people, very hard-working people.
Right.
And I guess that's why they're so successful.
Arlene, was syrup making part of your family and as you were growing up here in Lanark County?
It sure was. I mean, not on the scale of these maple families that I wrote about, but our dad went out and topped a few trees and hung the buckets, and that was my job after school, was emptying the buckets. But I think almost everybody in Lanark County either produced syrup themselves, or their neighbors did, or they knew one of these legacy families, or maybe they're even related to them.
Can you give us a little taste of some of the gems that we'll find in Lanark County kitchens? I know you've mentioned a couple of things already.
Well, I guess I discovered some interesting things about some of the families. The Dodds family, for instance, they arrived from Scotland in 1821, and they have been producing syrup since then, and they've won some of the highest awards ever given for maple syrup, particularly at the Royal Winter Fair. They've won the John David Eaton World Championship and the C.P. Corbett Trophy, and Stephen Dodds even met King Charles. Well, he was Prince Charles then. But there are stories about each of them in the book, and they each bring something different to the table, and they each have a different... I'm thinking of something that Marty Ennis said, and that family, Arthur Ennis and his wife Elizabeth Riley, they came from County Cavan, Ireland. And I think most people don't know that Innisville was almost named Ennisville, and it was just a clerical error when the post office was established.
Is that right?
And one of the things Marty said that struck a chord with me was a quote that he said he had on the wall above his desk, and it says, "A society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they know they will never sit." And that really struck a chord with me about how maple farmers plan for future generations.
Right.
And, of course, we have Shirley Fulton, who was one of the few lady maple farmers. And the Fultons go back to John Fulton, who came from East Kilbride, Scotland, and settled in Pakenham Township.
And, of course, and then, they're still there, right, the Fulton family?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Shirley's parents, Len and Hazel, they opened one of the earliest pancake restaurants back in 1969. Although the very first pancake restaurant was the McEwans in Ferguson Falls, and they opened in 67.
Oh, right.
That was Bob McEwan. He went to school with my dad.
Is that
and,
right?
And he opened their pancake house as a centennial project to employ local youth.
Incredible. And your book has a lot of recipes in it as well that have been handed down from generations.
Well, I thought it'd be interesting to find out. All of the families in the book have their award winners. They're, you know, the top of the pile. They're the families we've all heard their names. And I thought, what do these families do with their maple syrup? I'd be very interested to know. So I asked them if they had recipes that were passed down through the generations. And some of them gave me family recipes, and some of them gave me recipes that they've used in their pancake restaurants, which is very interesting. And I even got a secret recipe from the Paul family, and that was for Marion Paul's maple syrup pie. And her pie was so famous and so loved by all of the members of the Lanarkin District Maple Syrup Producers Association that everyone tried to race to the meeting so they could get a slice of Marion Paul's pie. So that really says something about her pie.
Doesn't it? And I mean, there's so much you can do with maple syrup. You can, you know, baking and making fudge and maple sugar as well that can be stored, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, that I'm not sure if everyone is aware of is that there are four grades of syrup. There's gold and amber, dark and very dark. And in the book, I went into which one of those grades is best for a particular recipe. So,
oh,
for instance, you might use a light golden syrup in a salad dressing or a smoothie.
Okay.
But if you're going to barbecue meat, you would want to use very dark because it retains the maple flavor all the way through cooking.
Interesting. Arlene, we're running out of time, unfortunately, but I just wanted to ask you, you know, you're making me hungry talking about all this. What are some of your favorite ways to eat maple syrup?
Straight up, just poured in a bowl with a spoon. I mean, I guess I'm a purist, so
pour it in a bowl with a spoon.
Anything.
Okay.
Added to anything too, it's good. You can add it to vegetables. You can bake with it, and some of the recipes I have are for Wild West wings and cheesecake and baked beans and bread pudding and butter tarts and there's all sorts of things. And the interesting thing about baking or eating maple syrup is the fact that it's got so many antioxidants in it. And we didn't know this when, you know, we were young. We didn't know that it's organic, it's plant-based, it contains no additives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got calcium, magnesium, and a high level of potassium in it. So
well,
it's
you
actually
know,
good for you.
We certainly don't have to feel guilty about the sugar content in it then, do we? When it has all that good stuff in it.
That's right. And if you think of other sweeteners, it's probably the healthiest sweetener there is.
I would imagine. Yeah. Arlene, where can we find your book, Lanark County Kitchens? Where is it available right now?
There are three locations in Perth at the Book Nook at 60 Gore Street East in Perth. The Perth Museum is now carrying copies of it.
Okay.
Spark Books and Curios on Foster Street.
Okay, great.
Mill Street Books in Elmont, and on my website as well, staffordwilson.com.
Right, and we can find all of your previous books as well on your website and your recent posts on your blog at staffordwilson.com, correct?
That's right.
Right. Arlene, thank you very much for speaking with us about this today. It's always fun chatting with you, and now you've made me hungry. It's noon hour. I've got to go and eat.
Well,
pancakes.
Definitely. Hopefully everybody will run out and get some of that good Lanark County maple syrup now.
Thanks very much, Arlene. Take care and have a nice Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, Linda.
Thanks very much. I've been speaking with Arlene Stafford Wilson about her latest book, Lanark County Kitchens, A Maple Legacy Tree to Table. Arlene is a member of the Lanark County Genealogical Society and the Association of Professional Genealogists. And this year she has received the Lanark County Pioneer Families Humanitarian Award. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.